This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russian President Vladimir Putin wants to attend an economic summit in South Africa next month, and the country is desperately trying to persuade him to stay away to avoid the legal and diplomatic fallout over his international arrest warrant, South Africa's deputy president said in an interview with a news website Friday. As a signatory to the treaty establishing the International Criminal Court, South Africa is obliged to arrest Putin on an indictment the court issued against the Russian leader in March for war crimes involving the abduction of children from Ukraine. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky warned Ukrainians that Russia was throwing all its resources into a campaign to stop Ukraine's troops from gaining ground in their counteroffensive, and a top general reported new progress in the southern front. VOA's Jeff Custer tells us more.
Ukrainian military analysts suggest that things were not easy for Ukrainian forces in their bid to advance southward. Ukraine has launched a counteroffensive to take back swaths of land in eastern and southern Ukraine, captured by Russian forces in their invasion launched in February of last year. The offensive has focused on capturing villages in the southeast in a drive towards the Sea of Azov and areas near the eastern city of Bakhmut, taken by Russian forces in May after months of battles. Russian accounts say its forces had repelled Ukrainian attacks in the eastern Donetsk region, including around Bakhmut. But from his Telegram account, the commander of Ukraine's southern forces, General Alexander Tarnovitsky, said his troops were systematically moving the enemy out of their positions. Neither account could be independently verified. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
The UN Security Council asked the Secretary General Friday to come up with options to help combat Haiti's armed gangs, including a possible UN peacekeeping force and a non-UN multinational force. This is VOA News.